Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
The Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All praise to the Most High God of Israel, Jesus' mighty name. I want to welcome everyone to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Joel Bisrael of Chemistry Ministries, Bible Studies class. And tonight, we are dealing with part two of the wave offering. What is the wave offering? You know, that's a conversation we don't really have. I mean, throughout not just the camps, but just in most religious, so-called Christian religious, the secular, you don't even hear anything about that. You'll hear Easter. And among the brethren, that's an absent conversation. That conversation don't even exist when you start talking about the wave offering, and yet it kicks off the Pentecost. So when we talk about the wave offering, then we're supposed to understand that the wave offering is the reason why there's a resurrection, why there's a first resurrection. The wave offering is the sanctification of the Melchizedek priesthood. That's the wave offering. That's what he promised Abraham. And those that are found righteous will become kings and priests. They'll get a new name that's out of the Chesedic tongue conversation, which don't exist in this planet, but it's coming. And so those things are going to belong to them. That's what the wave offering is about. He kicked all that off. So, let's get this started. We want to ask everyone, if we can, stand and face Jerusalem. My brothers, you can't uncover your heads. My sisters, if you can't cover your heads, we approach the Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth the Spirit and have mercy upon both our brothers and our elders and our teachers and their families. And Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit, us mind to perceive, eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on the hearers, and also give them a mind to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen. Last week we left off, Jesus was about to be, he was about to be weighed. We was just going to get into that conversation. He had just entered into heaven after he got through talking to Mary. So we're gonna pick it up in the law, and then we're going to pick it up in the testimony. So we'll see him walking in the law. Watch this. We're going to start this in Leviticus chapter 23 and 1 because we're talking about the feast days. And if the wave offering is in the feast days, then we have to accept the fact that it's a feast day. And it's a Sabbath. Watch this. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them concerning the feast of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feet. All of these are holy convocations, every last one of them. It says, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. That's the weekly Sabbath. And then we had this one. It says, these are the feasts, even holy convocations, right? So here's on the feast days, right? It says this, which you shall proclaim in their season. On the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. Boom, that's end of it. Christ was there. 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. In the first day you shall have an holy convocation, and you shall do no servile work therein. But you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the seventh day is a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. That's kicking off the day after tomorrow. Friday night, there it is. It goes on. 9, on Moses saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when ye be come to the land which I give unto you, ye shall reap the harvest thereof. Then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruit of your harvest unto the priest. See, this represents the first resurrection. This represents Jesus coming out the ground. He's the first fruit right here. Watch this. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians 15 and 1, it says this, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which ye also receive wherein you stand. Because we believe in the resurrection, we believe in the resurrection. Agree. You stand on that. By which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory that what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain, for I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Right. That's what we're going to look at, right? Because, of course, the sacrifices are according to Daniel, according to the scriptures, the sacrifices and oblations ceased in the midst of the week. So this is that thing. So now you got Christ actually being put up in the middle of the week on the fourth and the tenth day in the creation. Right there. Right there. Through time, the priesthood was changed forever. In the midst of the week. Watch this. Let's read that. Let's go to Daniel's. Let's see what he really did. Let's put the light on it. Daniel chapter 9 and verse 25. And it says this. Now, therefore, and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The streets shall be built again and the wall, even in troublous time. That was Nehemiah and Ezra. That was them. They built the temple for the Messiah to come back. That's them. You can read the books of Ezra and Nehemiah. That's their story. Daniel is testifying to them, right? 2 weeks shall the Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. This is the Christ. This is Jesus. And the people of the prince, Rome, that shall come and destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end of us shall be with the flood, 70 A.D. And the end, Titus, and the end of with the war, desolations are determined. That's, we've been in captivity ever since. Our liberty was literally taken from us off the planet right then and there. So we was kind of like free because we were still in our land. We just had Rome up over us, but when we went into war 70 A.D., we lost all sovereignty, came servants to the world. Yep. That's what it said. War of desolations are determined. He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and oblations to cease. See, in the midst of the week, he's going to call the sacrifices and the oblations. What is that? This is that thing. The sacrifices and oblations, where they did the sacrifices in the temple. When he died, the veil of the temple split. That was on the, in the middle of the week, prophetically, creation, and in Adam's time. And literally in the middle of the week, as the law confirmed it. We have three that bear record. I can read that. I can show that. I can show all three calendars coexist with this conversation. Eternity, 1,000 years, and this time, the 24-hour period, all this coexists right here, the midst of the week. It says, he shall confirm the covenant with the midst of the week. For 1 week, in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifices and oblations to cease. Why? Because now we are up under the Melchizedek priesthood. We're up under the Melchizedek priesthood. Bread and wine. No more sacrifices of bulls and goats, because the sacrifice took place. That's why there's no more sacrifices. That's why the veil of the temple rent when Christ died. That's this conversation. Daniel said it was going to happen, and it did. It happened. That's why, and we're a witness to ourselves because we're not sacrificing anything. So we all are in agreement with time. That we are in agreement that we are under Melchizedek priesthood right now. So everyone that's not sacrificing the bulls and the goat is in agreement that we in real time of the Melchizedek priesthood right now. Because there's no sacrifice of bulls and goats. It's bread and wine. That's what he met Abraham with. Let's look at this a little further. So let's go back to 1 Corinthians. And it says in verse 4, and that he was buried and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Caiaphas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are falling asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also as one born out of due time. Why? Because that's the wave off. He's one that's born of due time. Because there will be a first resurrection. But without this taking place, there is no first resurrection. He has to be accepted. This is why he was one that was born out of due time. Right here, this is the wave offering. This conversation, Paul is in here. Listen at this conversation. Listen to Paul. Verse 9. He said, for I'm the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Amen. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. Amen. But I labor more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so we believe. Now watch this. He goes into the resurrection. He says, now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you, there's no resurrection of the dead. I hope nobody's saying that. Not in the 21st century. Then it says this, if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is also in vain. So what's the conversation? Yea, and we be found false witnesses because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he had not raised up, if so be that the dead raise not. Ooh, God forbid. Because if that's the case, then we're supposed to be eating and drinking and doing whatever comes to our heart. But not that. This is not that conversation. This is the conversation. It says this. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection. I'm way ahead of myself. 15-20. Now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. There it is. That's the wave offering right there. That's the wave offering right there. That's the first fruits of them that slept. That's him. See, so anything after this, now the wave offering kicks off the Pentecost. Now watch this. 21. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterwards they that are Christ at his coming. See, there go the first fruits right there. They go to Pentecost. They go to Pentecost. They go to Feast of Weeks right here. You see, so without the wave offering here in verse 20, you don't have a 23. You see, listen at this. He says, every man in his own order, Christ the first root, afterwards they that are Christ at his coming. Now, let's look at that. Let's go and look at the law. Look what the law says. Leviticus 23 and verse 11. No, I'm picking up at 9. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when ye be come into the land which I give unto you, ye shall reap the harvest thereof, Then you shall bring a sheath of the first fruit of your harvest unto the priest. That's what we just got through reading. That's what Paul was saying. He was saying that Christ is the first fruits. He's the first. He was one that was born out of due season. So what do you mean you bring him unto the priest? Right? What is this? You bringing the first fruit to the priest? Yes, you do. Anyway, it says it, and he shall wave it, the sheaf there before the Lord, and to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. So now in the midst of the week, he died. So he's in the ground for 3 days and three nights. So you got Thursday, Friday, Saturday. No, you got Thursday. No, you got Wednesday night. Because they had to be in the ground before the sun went down. So Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, three days, 3 nights. And then you got Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's 3 days. And then as it began to be dark, started to get dark on the Sabbath, he rose. It was going to be the first day of the week. It's what you're reading about right now, right here. The morrow after the Sabbath. This is the wave offering right here in verse 23 and 11. How we missed this memo? And we're talking about we believe in the resurrection in Christ. And we ain't even on this page. We're making excuses not to be. For real? 23 and 11. And you shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. The priest shall wave it. And you shall also that day when ye wave the sheaf and he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto the Lord. And a meat offering thereof shall be a two-tenths deal of fine mingled with oil, often made by fire unto the Lord for a sweet savor. And a drink offering thereof shall be of wine and a fourth part of a hen. And you shall eat neither bread nor parched corn nor green ears until the self same day, until you brought an offering unto the Lord your God. It shall be a statute forever in all your generations and all your dwellings. How come we ain't doing that? What? We missed this memo that it said it's a statute in your generation for what? How long? Forever? We're going to overread that. We're just going to read over that like it ain't there. We're going to pretend that this said it shall be a statue forever throughout your generation in all your dwellings. How can we get around that? How do we miss this memo? Now, here's the other thing. Why? Because if you believe in the resurrection, you don't miss this memo. Because, you know, without this, there's no this. Verse 15, and you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. They're going to wave offering conjoining the Feast of Weeks together. So they're going to wave offering, and without, they're going to wave offering being accepted, and they're going to first fruits going to be raised up at the Pentecost, at the coming, on the atonement. Right there. He said, now here come the first fruits. That's what we read in that First Corinthians. Christ the first fruit, he was born out of due season. That's the wave offering. And then Christ the first fruit afterwards, they that are Christ at his coming. There it is right here. He's saying on the morrow after that you shall number 50 days, and it should be a new meat offering unto the Lord. You shall bring out of the old two ways low, a two-tenth deer, a fine flour that shall be baking with leavening. Why? Because Christ, his offering was without a leavening. The wave offering was without leavening. This is with leavening. And he says this, they are the first fruits unto the Lord. That's what we got through reading in the Corinthians. This is that thing. That's what we got to read in the Corinthians. So, let's look at this a little further. Let's go in St. John chapter 20. No, Matthew's. We're going to bring up Matthew's chapter 28. We got to bring in the Sabbath day. Remember now, you got 3 days and three nights. So, you're going to bring in the Sabbath day. Matthew chapter 28:1. End of the Sabbath, as it began to be dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the scripture, the sepulchre, blah, to see the sepulchre. Amen. So now we see here that they go to Sabbath day, right? Okay. Now here come Mary coming to see the sepulchre. And it says this, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment was white as snow, and for fear of him, the keepers did shake, and became as dead men. And the angels answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, but he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There you shall see him, lo, as I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. Now watch this. Now, this is still the Sabbath day, right? But it's starting to, as it began to get dark. Now, here come St. John chapter 20. St. John chapter 20:1, and here come the wave offering. Remember now, the law is that it got to be the first day of the week after the Sabbath. This kicks off the Pentecost right here. So without the wave offering, without him being accepted, there's no resurrection of the dead, man. We all men most miserable, like Paul said that. We might as well just count it out. Forget about it. Forget about it. He had to be waved. Watch this. He said, the first day of the week cometh Mary. Listen now why he keeps stressing this first day, because according to the law, let's quickly go there and bring this back up so we know exactly where we at. Leviticus 23. And verse 11, it says, and you shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. There it is. Now, this is the morrow after the Sabbath. Now you go back to that St. John chapter 20. That's this conversation. The first day of the week called Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciples. See, remember, they told her to go tell them, right? That was on the Sabbath day. She was with them other sisters. These brothers were still at the, wherever they was at the flat, whatever, the crib, whatever they was at. they wasn't there. They went to the sepulcher, right? And so now they went and told Christ, they went and told them that Jesus was risen. They no jet to go see, right? So, okay, let's read then. Let's read. Okay, it says, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and this is entirely different. But anyway, it says this. It says, but therefore went forth that the other disciples came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciples did outrun Peter, and come first to the sepulchre. He stooping down, looking in, saw the linen clothing lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following, and went into the sepulchre, seeing the linen clothes lie, and the napkin was about the head, lying with linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre and saw and believed. See, he was gone. So they believed that he rose, like he said, on the third day, right? Now, here come the wave offering, which literally is the beginning of the fourth day of the week. Right there. That's the beginning of the fourth day of the week. Now, he's about to be accepted. It says this, and it's, wow, he says, 10. Then the disciples went away again onto their own homes. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, seeing two angels in white sitting, the one at the head, the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. When they had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus, and knew not that he was Jesus. And he saith, woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto him, on them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. When she had thus said, she turned herself back, saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Now, 15, Jesus saith unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She supposed him to be a gardener, saith unto him, sir, if thou born him, hence tell me where thou hast lain him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, master. Jesus saith unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and to your God. Now, this is all on the way. He's telling her right now, I'm about to be waved of the Most High God, which is the Father for all of us. You go tell my brothers I'm about to do this. Verse 18, Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she has seen the Lord and that he has spoken these things. Now, watch this. Okay, now he's here, right? He said, touch me not, for I have not yet ascended unto my Father, right? This is still the first day of the week, right? Okay, I'm going to read this one verse because we're going to come back to this. 20 and 19. Then the same day at evening, day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. Now, this is still the first day of the week. This is still a wave offering. So why did he appear again on this day if it's nothing? He just got you showing himself to Mary. He left a word with Mary. I'm going to see my brothers in a little bit. I'm going to go to the Father. I'll be back. And then he actually come back on the same evening, and we're not having this conversation. So what do you mean, touch me not? He said this. He said, touch me not, for I'm not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and to your Father and to my God and to your God. Okay, let's go and look at that. Let's go into Revelations chapter 4 and verse 1. And we're going to pick up the one. Let's pick the one up that he's going to ascend to. And this is 4 and 1, and it says this. And after this, I looked, and behold, a door opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, it was of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither. I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. So we're going to, okay, let's read. We're going to read to the 5, and then we're going to go to chapter 5. Okay, and, yeah, because we covered this last night. So let's get right to the meat of this. It says, and he sat, was to look upon as a jasper and a sardine, was a rainbow round about the throne, and the sight was like on the mirror, was on an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. They had on their crowns of gold. Okay. Now, we're going to go right into fact, because we got this one, and you got the 24 elders around them, right? The 24 elders around them. So we're going to pick them up in 5. That's all we're here for. We read this last night, but we're going right to the source. Let's go into 5 and 1. It says this. It says, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne, the Father, a book within and on the backside sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof? No man in heaven, nor in the earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. Well, what was Jesus? Because if he wasn't in heaven, or nor in the earth, or under the earth, which it be in a tomb or something, where was he, right? And he said this, and 4, and I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, that's one of the 24, he said this, he said, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, have prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. He got that testimony. All right, now. So Jesus was literally on his way when we read that he had just left the planet, because he told Mary, touch me not, for I have not ascended on to my Father. Then he said there was, and John said it was nobody in heaven, so he wasn't there. He wasn't on the earth because the testimony is that he wasn't. And then he wasn't under the earth because he had already rose. So the conversation definitely is that he was in transition from this dominion until his dominion. And then in verse 6 it says this. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, in the midst of the elders stood as a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns, seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth unto all the earth. See, this isn't the Passover. This is the first fruit. This is the wave offering. This is the first sheep. This is what Abel offered right here. This is his first and best right here. This is this thing. So here go to Christ. He's the wave offering being accepted. It says this. It says, and he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. See, there they go. Remember now we left them in chapter 4, right? Because he took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. That was the Father. He came and got the book from the Father that was surrounded by the 24 elders, and now they're worshiping him too. But remember, they all had on crowns. This is that conversation. When he come back, he had on his head many crowns. Yeah, he had on theirs. And it says this. He said, and he came and he took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. When he had opened, when he had taken the book, look, watch this, watch this. The four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. That's the priest. The priest had those things. So they offered the incense unto the Lord. This is that thing. And he said, and they saw the new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seal thereof, for thou wast slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue, people and nation, and has made us on our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. See, he opened up the Melchizedek priesthood right there at the wave bar. That's when the veil of the temple was split. No more offering of bulls and of goats, because there he was accepted, he was waived. So it's no more offering of bulls and of goats in the Melchizedek priesthood. Now, for whatever reason, because of my limited understanding, the Levitical priesthood is going to be re-implemented when he come back. Go figure. Right? But that ain't my conversation because I can't talk about that. That's beyond my understanding the reason why. Because I didn't look into that, or he just haven't revealed it to me. So I'm not even talking about it. All I know is that it's going to happen. Why it's going to happen, I don't know. Why he going to relive it? Anyway, so now he make us kings and priests, right? So now he came and he took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne, right? Let's go to Psalms 110. Psalms 110:1. And the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. There it is. See, he came and took the book, and then he said unto the Son, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. That's that conversation. We just didn't hear it in Revelations chapter 5, but David is giving it to us. You see, so we're hearing it from David, what he said to him in Revelation chapter 5 when he took the book. As I read again, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall set forth the rod of his strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power and a beauty of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast due of thy youth. That's the beautiful thing about the resurrection because, you know, we all going to have white hair, but we're going to be like 33 years old. Everybody. So whatever you look like 33, that's the way you're going to look like in the lake of fire forever. Whatever you look like at 33, that's what you're going to look like in the kingdom forever. When you stand before God, you're going to be 33. That's it. Everything changed. And it goes in. It says this. It says, the Lord has sworn, will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. See, double that conversation in Revelation chapter 5. That's why he was waiting. He said, thou has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. But here he said, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. See, the wave offering implemented the Melchizedek priesthood. It fired it off. Now the Melchizedek priesthood lives because there is no more sacrificing of bulls and of goats. It's on fire now. It's the mercy seat. For the Lord on the mercy seat. That's him. That's why he said, sit down at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. And look what else he said in 10 and 5. He said, 1:10 and 5, he said, the Lord at thy right hand shall strike the kings in the day of his wrath, and he shall judge among the heathens, and he shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the head over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way, therefore shall he lift up the head. This is not going to be a, what we say, kumbaya thing, come back, because it's not. It's like he's going to be all, he's going to be strictly dead. Right. Anyway, let's go into Psalms 45. Psalms 45 and verse 1, and it says this. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of things which I have made touching the king. Tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy throat. Upon thy thigh, O most mighty. Remember now, this is all in the wave off. Remember now, he said, touch me not, for I have not ascended unto my Father. Remember now, he said, now sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. That's still the same time. This had to be in between the time Mary was on her way to tell the disciples and when he appeared, because this is still going on. He hasn't appeared before the disciples yet. So listen at this. It says, thy arrows, this is that thing he's having to teach you terrible things. He said, and in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the enemy, the king's enemy, whereby the people shall fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. And a scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. See, right there, he became Melchizedek. He was weak. He was susceptible. Now he said, I have anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. See, he's the high priest. He's the priest of the Most High God. Why? Because God is the Father. He's the priest of the Most High. Go to Genesis chapter 14. Genesis 14. And Genesis 14 and 18. And it says this. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. He was the priest of the Most High God. Well, if he's the priest of the Most High God, then who is the Most High God? The Father. The one that blessed him and anointed him above his brethren. That's him. That's the one that says, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. That's him. That's him right here. He the one that sat down at his right hand. You see, with this conversation of the wave offering took us here to the priesthood that the Lord has initiated, that there will be what? Bread and wine. Listen again, Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. Why? Because he was going to bring an end to the Levitical priesthood, and he did. So right here, he a testimony of himself. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was a priest of the Most High God, and God blessed him. And he said, Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, blessed be the Most High God, which have delivered thine enemies into thine hand, and he gave him tithes of all. Now, let's pick this conversation up, because he's the priest of the Most High God, right? So who is this? Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 1, and it says this, but is Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham, so we read that Genesis, we're having the same conversation, right? He's the priest of the Most High God. Watch this. Who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the king and blessed him. To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, being first by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth for priests continually. That's him. He the one that brought it into the Levitical priesthood. Then he goes in to tell them why. Watch this. He says, now consider this, how great this man was, whom the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth spoil of. Verily, they are of the sons of Levi. He brought them up. Why? Because this priesthood don't exist anymore. It can't coexist with the Melchizedek priesthood. That's why it was done away with at the wave offer. He gave him back his title, Melchizedek, priest of the Most High God. And he's going to anoint him above his brethren. Anoint him above his brethren. It says in verse 11, if there were professions were by of the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need were there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek, be not called after the order of Aaron? Right, because now we're getting in the lineage here, because Aaron is the son of Levi. Melchizedek is the son of God. God is a Melchizedek. Aaron is Levitical. See? But look at this. Watch this. In the priesthood being changed, there was a necessity change also in the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaining to another tribe of whom no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning the priesthood. Why? Because the priesthood isn't about lineage. It's about Hebrews chapter 2:72. To whom Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being interpretation, king of righteousness. So the priesthood is about what? Righteousness. And after that, Salam, or peace. So the kingdom is of righteousness and of peace. That's what he's the king of. He's not a king of people or lineage through Judah. But the Melchizedek priesthood isn't about lineage. Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9. And it says this, and they saw the new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. No lineage. See that? For thou wast slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. The Melchizedek priesthood isn't about lineage. It's about righteousness. This is that thing. That's why when he rose and he out of the tribe of Judah, by law, you would have thought it would have went to Levitical or Levi, but it didn't, because then I would have testified that lineage was righteousness, and that's not the case. It's going to be a lot of Israelites going to the lake of fire, and a lot of strangers too. Lineage don't mean nothing. That's what John said. He said, don't think to yourselves that we have Abraham, our father. Don't do that. I ain't going to get you across the street. Listen to the priest. Let's go to, now remember now, he said this. He was anointed above his brethren. There it is. And he has made us unto our God kings and priests. He's the high priest. He's the anointed above his brethren. They're going to rest right here. Verse 10. And we shall reign on the earth. In heaven or in earth? No, in earth. In earth. Revelation chapter 1. In case we missed the memo, right? In case we ain't never read Revelation, God forbid, we want to read every book of the Bible. But in case we never read Revelation, it says this. The revelations of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show to his servants the thing which must surely come to pass. He sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, amen, keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, which was, which is to come. That's the Father. And from the seven spirits which are before his throne. That's in Revelation chapter 4. That's him. And from Jesus Christ. See, I told you that was the Father in 4. And verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, they were the first fruits, the wave offering, and a prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, washed us from our sins in his own blood, Passover, and has made us unto made us kings and priests. And we shall, I'm reading Revelation 5 in my head. I'm reading Revelation 5 and 10 in my head. Revelation 1 and 6, it says this, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. The Melchizedek priesthood is established at the wave offering. How are we missing this memo on this feast day? How are we not engaging in it? How are we not calling this a Sabbath? How are we not participating in these things? How can we even testify that these things are not even supposed to be reckoned? You know, like some of us say, man, you ain't supposed to. See, that's for the priest. They'll belittle it. Still reckoning it and fearing God. They'll belittle it like justifying why you shouldn't keep it. And that's the wrong answer. Hebrews chapter 1 and 1. And reads, God, at sundry times and in divers manners, spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, have in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being in the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. Sit down in my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. Wait. It said he came and took the book out of his hand. And then he said, sit down at my right hand until thy enemies I made thy footstool. Thou priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Then the 24 elders stopped worshiping him. And then all the hosts of heaven stopped worshiping him. Now look at this conversation. Have in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he have appointed heir of all things, by whom also made the world, who being in the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, holding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, and have by inheritance a more excellent name than they. Let's see where that name goes. Because this name is above every name. So what name is that? Because that's the name I'm holding on to. That's the one you better not lie on. That's the one. This one, watch this, it says, being made so much better than the angels, as he have by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For which on the angels he said, at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, he bringeth in the first begotten, to go to first fruits, into the world. He saith that all the angels of God worship him. That's what we read in Revelation chapter 5, that they threw their crowns at his feet, and they worshiped him. And they said, blessed and holy. Wait a minute. All right, let's read it. Hold up. Man, I had a tip of my tongue. Five and eight. And when he had took the book, the four beasts, the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials in the orders and prayers of the saints, and they sung a new song. See, that's what I was trying to get at. That's what they said. And they said, thou art worthy to take the book and to open it. They angels, too. Because he said, let all the angels of heaven worship them. In case you got a question what they are, they're angels. And it says this. It said, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and the open seals thereof, for thou was slain, and has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred tongue and people and nation. And thou hast made us unto our God king and priest, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and behold, a voice of many angels. See, that's when he said, let all the angels of heaven worship him. Now here go the rest of them. I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, in the beast and the elders. The number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, 1,000, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb was slain and received power, riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, glory, and blessing. So they was worshiping him too, according to Hebrews. That's what he said, that all the angels of heaven worship him. Now let's go back to Hebrews chapter 1. Now, that was 6, he said, and he said, again, he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, and he said, let all the angels of God worship him. So that was all of them we just got through reading about. And then he told you what they made of. He said, and the angels, he said, and he maketh his angels spirit and minister flames of fire. So he just told you, that's what he made of, right? They flame of fire. That's it. I mean, not to belittle that, you know, we skeletons. You know, we skeletons. So we in the image of God because he got a skeleton. He told us that. That was separated from angels. That's why they always quick to lift up our skeletons when they kill the righteous. They want to lift up the skeleton, like terminate. No, predator. Predator. He's a prime example of that, ripping up our skeletons and lifting them before God. Remember now, the angel followed Moses' skeleton. They found the angel rebuked him because he wanted his skeleton. Am I talking about skeletons? Yes, I am talking about skeletons. It says this. But unto the Son he said, thy throne, O God, now he called his Son God. To the Son he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Now remember that. He still haven't came back to see Peter and them yet. All this is going on while Mary and Peter and them is chopping it up. And he said, forever and ever. But unto the Son he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness and a scepter of thy kingdom. Thou loving righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. There go Revelation chapter 5 and 9 and 10. He made us unto our God, kings and priests. In Revelation chapter 20 and 4, that's there too. That's this conversation above thy fellows. And he made us unto our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign with him 1,000 years. That's this conversation right here, above thy fellows. Because he's the priest of the Most High God. Remember now, all this is taking place on the wave offer. This is still the same conversation. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy, with oil of gladness, anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, has the beginning, has laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. They shall all wax old as doeth a garment, as a vesture shall thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same. See, he's going to come back 33. He's not going to look old. He said, thy years shall not fail. See? But to which of the angel saith he at any time, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool? That's a Jehovah Witness murderer. Right? Because they try to say Jesus is the archangel. Well, even in the New World Translation, that just blow that nonsense like right out the book. You know, it's like one of these stories, right? Like, you know, I'm being out the Jehovah Witness set, man. You learn their weaknesses because you were part of it. You have to overcome the weaknesses, right? So you learn the weaknesses. You learn what your weaknesses was because you was in there. So it's easy. That's an easy skill. You know where they're coming from with it, right? So you ask me, you're like, hey, so if I could show you that Jesus is God, will you accept it? They say, yeah, of course. Because they believe Jesus is Jehovah, right? It says right here, but unto the angels say here at any time, sit thou at my right hand until I make the enemies thy footstool. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth minister for them who shall be as? Not everybody get them either. You know what I mean? They come with a gift. Everybody don't get one of these, you know. So sometimes, you know, it is what it is, unfortunately. But, yes, this is that thing. This is still that conversation, right? So he said, so he anointed him. He had all the angels in heaven worship him. So all this took place. Now, go back to John chapter 20, and it says this. 20 and 19. Now I'm picking up a little higher. Let me say, touch me now. Now we know where we at with that. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. And Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things on a heart. 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, you see how this, you know, John is, you see how God made him mention this first day of the week twice, right? He mentioned it three. It's mentioned three times in this chapter. But we just reiterating that he's letting us know that the wave offering is 8 days. In the midst, it's right after the Sabbath day. So, if the Passover is Saturday night, then next Saturday night will be the wave off. That's how that will operate. That's how it would be 8 days. That's the only way that will function. Anyway, so it says this. It says, then the same day of evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said, unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. And then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. And whatsoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, you missed out. You should have been here. But he had not to be there, because this conversation had to take place. Watch this. And the other disciple therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, he called them light. He said, except I shall see his hands and prints of his nails and put my finger into the palms of his hands and thrust my hand into his side, I would not believe. Ooh, did you hear what he said? Ooh, and he a disciple. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. And now somebody is about to get them a dose of Jesus. After 8 days, again, remember now, this is the following next first day of the week. He said 8 days. So that's the following first day of the week. So he's showing us three times in this chapter that he's reiterating that he's the wave offering on the first day of the week. Are we listening? Are we listening? And we want to blase this law out the book like it's nothing. We want to blase it away like, it's just the ladder, stuff like that. Thomas, it says this. Then says he to Thomas, reach ye hither thy finger, behold my hands, and reach hither my hands, and thrust them into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Ooh, we have rolled out of mercy on him, man, he said. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. I had to reiterate. I want to read that again. You know. And then look what Jesus said to him after he just blew that script, right? He said, and Jesus said unto Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou believe. Because he already said that he would not, right? Blessed are they that have not seen me and yet believe. That's us. Talking about he's the wave offer. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in the book, in this book. But these are written that ye may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that the believing ye might have life through his name. So, you know, that's like super self-explanatory. Psychiatry. You can't get around that. Wow. Wow. You can't get around it. But these things that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. So, with that being said, that's the wave offering, y'all. I mean, you know, what, you know, it's supposed to be, you know, acknowledged. It's supposed to be reverent. It's supposed to be a holy convocation. I just hope and pray that everybody do receive this thing, man. And I hope they understand that it's just more than just, you know, coming together, or it's more than just a blasé conversation, I should say. It's more than just a blasé conversation. Above all things, it's the law. And we see why, how great the law it is, because Christ came and walked the law just like he walked the Passover. He walked the wave offering. So let's keep the feast within a week on that. Amen. As the law said, I mean, how can you wave the unleavened bread outside of the unleavened? That's like ridiculous. That's super ridiculous. How do you wave the wave offering outside the unleavened? He's the most unleavened unleavened. He's the unleavened bread from heaven, and we're gonna. That's impossible. The thought of that is impossible. To even conceive that that could be done is impossible, because he's the most holy, and the Feast of Unleavened is about the most holy. So with that being said, man, I want to thank everybody for their time, and we hope we edify someone. And as we say here, at the Sound of Living Waters, please, in the name of Jesus, you know, don't just listen at people. Don't listen at us. Just read your Bibles. Don't take nobody's word for it. You don't have to. Read the book and see what word is in it for you pertaining to these things, you know. I thank God that my elder brother brought me to the Passover and to the Feast of Unleavened Bread for me to see this conversation, you know, and to share with whoever received it. So in Jesus' name, I hope y'all enjoy this feast, and I hope that you add it into the schedule of the feast in the week of unleavened. Shalom is your life.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
From Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.